BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, ho. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice 1059 on the Odyssey app. Free. Take us and get the podcast. Take us anywhere you go. It's free. Put it on your phone. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
You are back. You are back. Yep. How was the trip?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a little crazy in the beginning. I didn't think we had a lot of things. The universe telling us not to go, basically. A lot of hoops to jump through, but it was good.
Yeah, the weather was a big part of it. You left on Friday or Thursday or something like that, right?
Thursday.
Headed down to Texas. Lubbock, Texas, man. Well, I'm glad the trip went well and everything's fine with you. Good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Hey, Jamie, I've got an idea on something with Spadell.
What's that?
Well, maybe I should run this by you off air before I do it off air, okay? Yeah, I got an idea on something, though. Because, you know, you and I caught some crap yesterday.
Yeah.
Because people say that we're crude, rude, and clowns, right?
Oh, because we expect him to work?
Yeah.
So somehow that's on us.
Yeah. He had a bad day yesterday, Carson. You weren't here.
He was tired. He had a bad day yesterday. We asked him for audio, but he was tired.
Yes. And then it turned on BJ and Jamie on Textato because Spadell was tired.
He was very tired.
Yes. We need to back off a bit. So, you know what? I'll wait and run this by you off the air.
All right, fine.
Because you might not want to go along. And I don't want it to come across as we're picking on him again. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of over that, really. If they understood.
Well, then you're going to like my idea.
Right?
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
I am fantastic.
Yeah. Tuesday. Realize we're only 2 weeks from this Thursday, that is, from Thanksgiving?
I know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Man, and I got my plans all set.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing actually on Thanksgiving?
I'm giving in.
You're going?
You're having Shut
a,
up.
You're having a burrito? You're having a burrito.
A turkey burrito. Yes, I'm having burritos and tacos and tamales.
For Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'm a little disappointed, but it was just me left. Everybody was leaving me. Yeah. I have nobody here, and I'm not going to cook a big turkey for myself.
Right. Well, no, but then the whole family's coming in on Friday, right?
Yeah, they
All
are.
All your kids and
the
everything?
The boys are coming in on Friday. So
with their girlfriends?
Yes. Yeah. Well, one with a girlfriend.
Yeah.
One with a boyfriend, maybe.
Right. That's okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have you ever met his boyfriend?
No, I have never met any of the other dudes.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
But he's lived out of state.
Oh, that's true.
Forever.
Yeah.
You know,
I thought it was really sweet when you went to Gay Pride with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
He really is. But the other kid's bringing in his girlfriend, and so that will be cool.
And then the other one's bringing his, is he married? Oh, yeah, he is married.
Jared?
Yeah. And he's bringing that, what?
Yeah.
You're going to have a full house.
Allie and Kaylee. I got to remember the names. I'm bad with names. You know me?
I told somebody the Nancy story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm bad with names. So
woman worked here for like 25 years with BJ.
Yeah.
And it was her last day. And he's like, I'm going to miss you so much, Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name's Jane.
So I've been practicing trying to remember my son's wife's name. It's tough.
It's important, yeah.
They live here.
I know. I know. It's just tough. I got Allie, Kaylee, and then, I don't know, maybe Billy.
Just call what I call my son's girlfriends.
What's that?
Sugar tits.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Sugar tits one and two.
And two. Mm-hmm. Squared, yep. Yeah. It works.
Well, it's going to be one of those things, folks.
Yay!
There's a big accident this morning. Northbound on I-25. It's really got it backed up around 6th. Northbound I-25 around 6th, and it's backed up a long way, they say.
Really?
So it's a nasty
That's
little wreck.
That's not good for a Tuesday morning.
No. Not a way to go. Not a way to start the day. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show loaded up for Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. JT, he's been laying low lately, hasn't he?
Yep, he sure has. Yeah, I think he's actually on tour, though.
Is he?
Maybe he ended it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if he is or not. I've not seen anything on the guy for
several
months.
Well, he was on tour.
Yeah.
After the DUI.
Yeah,
he did
a couple of shows. I think he did Chicago or somewhere. There was something that was going to be. Oh, yesterday. Did you know yesterday was National Singles Day?
I did not.
National. Now, who put it on Veterans Day? Yeah. That's a dumb move.
I didn't know that was national. But you know what?
Veterans?
Every day there's some kind of stupid day.
Yeah.
National Pickle Day. National French Fry Day. I mean, I don't even keep up with it anymore.
Wow.
Well, no, don't you agree?
It is ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
That every day there's a dumb day.
Yeah. I think National Singles, though, would have been a little bit more highlighted, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I think that that's a big part of the population.
Well, I think everybody's concentrating on Veterans Day.
Yeah, Veterans Day. I don't know who put it on Veterans Day, but that was a dumb move. Did you see where that airliner got shot on?
I did, in
is
Haiti.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, Port-au-Prince.
You're about to let... I didn't even know we flew into that.
It's the second one.
Is that the second
one? Yeah.
No kidding.
There was a JetBlue as well.
All right, I've got the story here if you want to hear it. He got fired upon yesterday trying to land in Haiti.
Dozens of passengers are back in Florida, thankfully safe and sound this morning, after a Spirit Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to Haiti was hit by gunfire while trying to land in Port-au-Prince. This was on Monday.
Well, of all the things, right? Several U.S. airlines are now suspending flights to the Caribbean island. JetBlue also reporting now that one of their planes appears to have been struck by gunfire as well. Following an inspection late last night, video appears to show where gunfire struck the cabin of that Spirit Airlines flight as it was about to land at Haiti's Port-au-Prince airport Monday morning.
Man, it looked like that they'd been fired upon with a machine gun. There were bullet holes everywhere.
There were a lot. That was crazy. Yep. It was nuts.
I mean, you're in an airplane and you're about to land and all of a sudden these shots ring out and bullets are coming through the airplane.
But who goes to Port-au-Prince anyway, though? I'm trying to figure out, like, who's that clientele that decides to land there?
That is a weird flight, yeah.
I'm with you.
I would never go there.
I'm like, we fly into Haiti?
No, thank you.
Then you've got American Airlines and some of the other airlines that have actually canceled all their flights, as he said there in that report. There was a flight that landed yesterday at DIA. Did you see the front end of that plane?
I did not, man.
The nose, what's happening? I have no idea. You know the cone nose?
Yeah.
Is smashed completely in.
What did it hit?
I think it's a bird.
Oh.
Must have been a big bird.
Maybe it was Big Bird.
Maybe it was Big Bird.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's all I got.
Okay, good.
Yep. There you go, folks. I'm going to get you up to date on all the news out there.
No, I feel like you have all the aeronautical talk.
Yeah.
You got it all buttoned up.
Yeah. I love airplane stories.
Oh,
I really
do.
I like the fights on the airplanes. Mm-hmm. I like...
That nose is squished. I'm just looking at the plane.
It landed yesterday. Where did it come from, Schmidl? Where did it originate?
Airbus, Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Somebody smashed in the nose of this thing, and they have no idea what happened.
Nuts. I don't know what else to tell you. I feel like we've circled that one.
All right, it's all yours.
I'm just saying. All right, well, speaking of National Singles Day, I do have something to tell you about that. So yesterday they came out with a report, and this is going to be shocking to everybody. And that is did you know that single people are much happier than people in horrible marriages? What?
Duh. Well, what about people that are just completely married that are...
No, they're happier. So happily married people are happier than single people, but single people are happier than people in unhappy marriages. I don't know how they come up with this study.
Man, I'll bet you that study cost us at least $3
million. Right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, how'd they get that? They thought of... I mean, have you ever been... I was going to say, have you ever been around unhappily married people? But then I realized.
No, I've never been. Never been.
Then I realized.
Nope. Don't know one. So, I don't know one.
So I actually have a couple of friends, that they'll fight in front of us. Like most people take it home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'll bicker a little bit, but then you'll bring it down because you're with people.
Yeah.
But they full out, like, have disagreements in front of us.
That's so awkward.
I hate it.
That's taking it to a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now you can't contain it.
Well, now I'm involved.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, why are you involving me?
When you openly do it in public, then there's a situation going
and
on
you're
there.
Like, oh my God, she's so bitchy to him.
And then it ruins the entire night that everyone's having.
And then we have one friend, and she has a horrible husband. I mean, he's the meanest person on the planet to her, and he does it outright to her. He'll hold his ears while he's driving, and I go, what's going on? And he's like, her voice is so annoying.
Oh my God.
Like, what a dick. Oh my God, what a horrible human
you
are.
Get out of that right now.
Like right now, get out of that marriage. Like who holds imagine you're driving with Lisa. I'm in the back seat, right, with my friend.
Yeah.
You're holding one ear, and I was like, is your ear hurting? No, she's just annoying. Her voice is annoying.
That's extremely disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
I mean, because, I mean, all right, I can see where you get, I've been in a situation before where I'm like, okay, just stop, and put my hands up to my ears.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're alone.
Right.
You're alone in your own house. You're not out in public. You're not in a grocery store or
but
a restaurant.
But doing it in front of me.
But doing it with somebody
disgusting.
In the back seat, you know, that's friends or whatever. Yeah, that's beyond. That's a disrespect.
Yeah. I was like, oh
on a different
my
level.
God, why would you ever stay with that human?
Yeah. Blech.
Anyway, that was my story.
Well, that's a great story. Imagine that. Single people are happier than people that are miserable in a marriage. Breaking news.
Right?
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da-da! I think this is kind of sad, and then we'll get to some tabloid trash. The 80,000 pounds of butter has been recalled from Costco just because on the back of it and the ingredients, it doesn't say contains milk.
No. Yeah, if you had an allergy or something with milk, you would think that you wouldn't get butter, but
well,
I guess
no,
they make butter now.
But my point is this, is like somebody's like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot to type that. In the preview, like, why did I send it? Oh my, you know, he's missing his job now. He or she, they're fired for sure. 80,000 pounds of butter just because of one little word.
Whoa.
Milk. Oh God. Like, sorry, Bob, you gotta go.
But they recalled it because of the people with allergies, right?
Correct, yeah. Still, it's, I mean,
what's that called? Lactose?
Intolerant, yeah.
Intolerant.
Okay, let's see here. Let's get to Yellowstone, okay? Because now we have Carson here. He's a humongous Yellowstone fan. And the fact that Kevin Costner didn't know from even any of his castmates, his former castmates, how he dies is really interesting to me.
I can't believe it didn't get leaked to him.
I know. And it sounds like then he's still not friends with any of the castmates, right?
No, I feel like this was very like a hostile situation.
Yeah.
The producers and even, like you said, some of his castmates didn't even like him after this whole thing went down.
Obviously, because they didn't tell him. So here is what Kevin Costner had to say. Spoiler alert, by the way.
No, I found out about it this morning, actually.
Okay, so you didn't see it?
No, I didn't.
But did you know how they were going to deal with it?
No, I didn't. That's their business, you know. I gave it 5 seasons, you know, a couple times talked. I didn't know I was going to even do it that long. There was a couple times where I talked about possible endings for myself.
I can't imagine that was one of them.
No, what I heard was, I heard what it was. But no, I had I had come up with 2 possible endings back when it wasn't going to go as long as it did go.
But you're not displeased. You're okay with how they dealt with your character.
No, I didn't see it. I heard it's a suicide. So that doesn't make me want to rush to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to say this. Okay, I'll carry the laboring oar. It's not what I would have hoped for Governor Dutton. Governor Dutton never struck me as a suicide
kind of
guy. Well,
they're pretty smart people. Maybe it's a red herring. Who knows? They're very good, and they'll figure that out.
He doesn't sound upset though, does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, he's like,
matter of fact,
I think he just doesn't care. I think he's had such an out with this show that he just doesn't care. He just moved on.
So, Carson, you saw it?
Yeah, it was the most. It was uneventful. It was all this hype and all this. I mean, John Dutton, I just expected a little bit. I don't know what I expected, but I expected more than that. It
some,
was just
maybe
so,
some like more dramatic.
Like he took off. He was going somewhere in his helicopter, and it just exploded.
See, I thought the helicopter was going to crash too.
Yeah. Like, because we've been through all 5 seasons. We've been through all these crazy fight scenes, and he's made it through thick and thin, and now just to have this.
Well, I agree with Kevin Costner. It's a circle around to something deeper.
Oh yeah,
that's
I mean without
happen.
A doubt. But I was so mad I turned that episode off.
A lot of
I didn't
people
even
did.
Watch after that. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna come back to this later.
Yeah, I think
so
they
mad.
Lost a big audience. I really do.
Oh my God, not Pete. They didn't.
No.
Powerball Pete. What he called you last night?
He texted me yesterday. He's like, "Are you home?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And I called him. What do you need? You need something? Like, I thought, like, he was in trouble or, I don't know, he needed something
urgent. He's in jail.
No, he's like, so what's the deal with this Yellowstone? How do I watch it?
I can't find Yellowstone, and I need to watch it now.
So I had to walk him through. He's like, so what episode are they on? Is it episode 9? I was like, oh my God.
If you've got that many questions, you don't need to be more. Yeah. you just need to give up. I'm surprised that you suicide.
I have a question, though. So where'd you get... Hold on just a second. But where'd you get him to?
So I talked him into where he could stream it. So we figured that out. And then he was like, okay, thank you. And then he texts me later on in the day. He's like, I'm just going to start over at season 5 so I can actually remember everything that happened. Just don't get old, Carson. Okay.
He's so weird and random, isn't he?
Yeah.
Thanks for the information.
Anyway, going back to you. Sorry.
No, I'm just surprised that you suicide. It's such a serious topic in the country. And, you know, like he says like Carson said, there's nothing throughout the show that I've heard that even he had a tendency to commit suicide. It's just out of the blue. And people are very upset over this.
Oh, my God. Are you guys kidding me? You just ruined it for me. I said spoiler alert.
You've had
I said
3 days.
And I said spoiler alert. I said those words.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, shut up, Carson. The Yellowstone episode was fantastic.
Well, I turned it off, so I'll get back to it later. I'm just a little mad right now.
I feel bad about something because I watched a little bit of it, of the brand new season, just a little bit. And I feel really bad and want to apologize to my friend Joel.
For what?
Well, remember when he said, you're a lot like Beth, and I went ballistic?
Yeah, lost it on him.
I mean, like, lost it on him because I watched the first episode, and all Beth's doing is shtupping everybody, right? She's a shtupster. And I watched it, and I flipped out on him, and I was like, what the hell? Like, she's a whore. How do I remind you, Beth? And I just went, I mean, like, literally ballistic on him, and like, I don't want to ever see you again, blah, blah, blah. You know, Jamie, like, goes over the top with everything. Yeah. And so now I watched the new season. I watched a little bit. I was like, that was really the biggest compliment I could have ever received.
She really is a badass.
Right? Like, she is awesome. And I like tore this Joel guy to bits. And really, I should have been like, oh my God, thank you. She's such a badass. And I, he's gone now. But Everybody, if you see a guy named Joel, tell him I'm sorry.
Apologize.
Sorry. All right. Everybody's talking about that. Let's see here. He was murdered, but it was staged to look like suicide. It wasn't suicide. It was murder. But you'll find out, Carson.
Well, okay.
All right.
I just need time to process and calm down a little bit.
That would have been a great way to do it, though. Now, I don't watch Yellowstone, but I would think that he would be somehow, a bullet would come from nowhere and take him out, and you would just have that suspense of not knowing who did it. You know, kind of like who shot JR back in the day.
Yeah.
Something like that, but I don't know.
You're dumb, Carson.
Why am I dumb?
I mean, I'm not saying that. Somebody just texted that.
Yeah. Now,
I'm sorry I didn't finish the episode, but I was a little mad.
Everything I read was suicide. Everything I read.
No, I read that it's a cover-up, too. I did read
Maybe
that.
Maybe I didn't read enough.
That, yeah.
That would make sense because there was a whole bunch of stuff that happened on season 5, part 1, that would lead me to believe that someone took him out.
Yeah. And she's such a great actress. Again, sorry. But she is a great actress. Like that part where he comes over and it's like, what happened? And she's like, and he's like saying stuff. And do you know what people are saying? His name is Rip, correct?
Rip, yes.
That is with her?
Yes.
With Beth? They're saying that American women are in love with Rip. Like, you didn't see this coming, but American women like have fallen in love with Rip because he literally represents the all-American male. Like, he stands by Beth's side no matter what, even when she's a psycho.
Even when she's crazy. Yep.
Yeah, he like stands by her side and calms her down and tells her she's going to be okay. And what wife has that? Nobody.
Not in my neighborhood.
And that even when she's like ballistically psycho, he just calms her down. And that he, obviously he can ride a horse like nobody's business. And he can fix stuff, and he's just like all American male, and every woman wishes their husband was Rip.
Yeah.
Man, you guys got a lot to live up to.
And he's got that beard.
That's why I don't watch.
Love the beard.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Why watch the competition?
I mean, he is a lot. And he's oddly appealing. You know, like if I saw him just hanging out, I wouldn't find him appealing. But in the show, He's like hot. I don't know why he becomes hot in the show, but he does. Because in everyday life, if you saw him at McDonald's, you'd be like, there's a guy over there, but you wouldn't look twice at him. But now you're like, damn, get on that horse, boy. Okay, sorry. That was creepy. Totally creepy. I'm so sorry about that. This is sweet. Did you guys see that Britney Spears reconnected with her 18-year-old son? But we heard that before, and then that was not true.
Yeah, so I don't know what to believe with this
whole either.
Thing.
Because remember, we read that about, I don't know, a couple months ago, and then we found out that she didn't. But they're saying for sure she has this time. I don't know. He's 18 years old. His name is Jaden. Is he the one that can play the piano really well? Anyway, and so they have made amends, I guess, and they're hanging out. So that'll be good for her mental health, right?
Should be.
Yeah. And then in the other child, Kourtney Kardashian, her oldest son has moved out of the house and now is living with Scott Disick. Weird. You know?
Yeah, we haven't heard from Scott in a long time.
No, we haven't.
I don't know where he's what he's up to.
We haven't heard from is the sock seller. What's his name?
Rob.
Rob. Where's Rob?
Yeah, I don't know. Have no idea.
I haven't seen Rob either. All right. I don't have anything else right now. I mean, I have a lot, but I feel like I've taken up too much time. There you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday morning. Going to be a beautiful day, near 60 degrees today. You mentioned this earlier this morning with this recall on this butter.
Yep.
From Costco, what, million of pounds or more?
80,000 pounds.
80,000 pounds of butter being recalled because milk isn't on the back with the ingredients written there for people to see. It reminds me of the story last week. Remember the Wicked story you had where they put that X-rated website on the back of the box?
Oh, that was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday.
Was that yesterday?
Yeah, it happened yesterday.
They've got the Wicked doll that's coming out.
Well,
and
it's
put that
Barbie.
Website.
It's Mattel. And they have all the, you know, Wicked is Wicked out yet?
No.
But Ariana Grande's in it. And I forgot the other actress. But anyway, and so on the box, it actually, if you, it has a barcode that you can go to the Wicked movie for more information when it's going to be released, the actors and all that stuff. What you scan it and you're taken to a porn site.
Oh, I'm looking at it right now. It literally says www.com.
Really?
On the box. Oh, it's God. Not even a scanning. It just shows it.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
I thought it was a barcode.
No, I'm looking at it right now. What is it with this Wicked movie? It's supposed to be really big, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huge.
Man, I had two people reach out to me yesterday wanting to know if we're giving away tickets to Wicked. And I'm like, what? What the hell's Wicked?
Oh, really?
What's going on? Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be a big movie. It comes out on November 22nd, yep. I think it is, right?
Yep, that's what it says.
All right, Ariana Grande in Wicked on the way.
And Cynthia, what's her name? Cynthia...
Erivo.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
She's like the main character Cynthia is, yeah.
All right, I'm in the doghouse, Jamie. All right, let me run something by you, and you tell me... I know how you're going to go on this, though. I hesitate to even bring it up.
Okay.
I don't feel like I did anything wrong. I fed the dogs yesterday using regular bowls out of the cabinet.
Uh-huh.
And my wife is very upset with me. Well, here's what happened. Let me explain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The dog bowls that were outside got buried in the snow.
Right.
I can't find them. I guess I could use that metal detector you bought me.
Well, right, yeah.
Out there looking for the dog bowls with a metal detector. Well, I couldn't find them yesterday.
Well, wait, why are they outside? Do you feed them outside?
I fed them outside. Yeah, it was a beautiful day. It was before the snow.
Gotcha.
And so I've been sneaking into the cabinet and using regular bowls to feed the dogs.
Well, how does she expect you to feed them if you can't find the bowls?
Oh, I love you.
Well,
I love you, Jamie, because I expected you to be down my throat. Like, I can't believe you would use a regular bowl to feed a dog.
Well, as long as you wash it.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the way I looked at it.
I mean, was it China? Was it fine China or something?
Yeah, it's pretty good bowls.
Were they nice bowls?
Yeah, they're pretty nice bowls. Dogs like them. Yeah. But I used them yesterday, and all of a sudden, it's like, don't ever do that again. And I'm like, well, what's wrong? As long as you put them in the dishwasher. Wash them. Who cares?
But you're kind of a gross guy all the way around. You're the guy that puts in your hats with the dishes.
Oh, I do. It's so nasty.
There's so many things I've washed in that dishwasher that I've never told her.
Oh, my God. But no, I just think about your sweaty head, like on the top rack, going down to the bowls.
And the plates and the silverware.
I have about three of those. You know those little hat catchers?
Yeah.
That you, little plastic ones that you can put your hat in to wash them?
It's the hat mold that you keep them in there so while you wash them.
Yeah, the hat mold.
Yeah.
I've got about three of those.
With, with dishes.
Yeah, but shh, but I don't tell anybody.
So you told us.
I tell Jamie, but I don't really tell anybody at home.
I feel like she definitely knows.
Yeah, I throw it in there and it comes out so super clean. It's a great device.
Yeah, but when I eat, I taste your head.
Yeah.
Or there's like hair in it.
It's terrible. Terrible. I saw where Quincy Jones, you know what he died? He left his 7 kids $80 million each.
Each.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Why couldn't I have been born like that?
Why couldn't any of us be trust fund babies?
You're one of 7 kids. You would think you're getting nothing. Hardly anything. They got $80 million each.
Ooh, I'd be so thankful.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Daddy. I can't even imagine. That is crazy. Yeah.
Instead, I don't know. My dad, I mean, he left me a little bit or whatever. He left for my son. But he did leave me a cabin that has cost me a butt ton of money. Yeah. So that's good. Yay.
Yeah.
Yeah. $4,500 to cut down trees. Let's see here. $2,000 to clean up the whole area. Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, you and I are completely the opposite. Yeah. I mean, they left you just basically a shack, right?
Yeah,
so sitting there. Yep. Sitting there falling apart.
Thanks,
my family, when my dad died, they've just basically abandoned me.
I know.
They ran from me.
I know.
I'm telling you. I've told Jamie the entire story.
It's pretty sad.
And my wife, obviously. But they would be half siblings, right?
They didn't even tell him when the funeral was.
No. One of the person's half sister sent me the will. I'm clearly in the will, okay? And the guy's got like, I don't know, 35, 40 acres or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. 40 on the backside. But I'm in the will. And they literally just took off.
Haven't mentioned anything about it.
No.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing.
I didn't tell him when the funeral was because they knew he'd read the will.
Yeah. I'm not Quincy Jones, man. $80 million handed to you. Man, oh, man.
Well, they must have been good kids. They deserved it. We'll go with that, right?
I have no idea. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie. It's on the Odyssey app. Podcast will be there later on today.
I'm so excited that it's getting to be like Christmassy. Although I will tell you, I forgot if it was Nine News or Fox or whatever. They were talking about the Broncos and the guy was doing some reporting from his house and it was already decorated in Christmas and they just gave him all kinds of crap.
No kidding.
They're like, it is too early for you to be fully decorated for Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
I think the floodgates are wide open, after Halloween,
I
right?
Totally
I mean, November and December, both you enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we only get so much time to have it.
I think you're better off with Christmas decorations going up early than leaving them up till June.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Well, you tend to you tend to enjoy them like October to December, but then if you go like January, February, they start to get a little stressful. You're in February, March, you're stressed out.
Right. So go ahead and put your lights up, your tree up, and everything, you know, get it going. And then, but man, get that sucker down right after that stock show. Get it down.
Oh, you're right. I want to tell you that. So I met these really great people, Shannon and Tony at Bud's. You know, Bud's is my place.
Yeah,
it's my cheers. Anyway, and so I met Shannon and Tony, and they had a lot going on. First of all, I guess he loves to camp, and she hates to camp, and he likes to camp on the ground in a tent, and then he had to buy a damn camper for her.
No kidding.
That's the only way she'd go.
Yeah. I like that style.
I know, but he sat back, and he was like, it's not even camping. It's not even camping.
No.
We're just pulling our living room on wheels.
There exactly. You go. I like that. I've always said I would camp in a Walmart parking lot.
Right?
Yeah.
And
convenience.
Then the other funny thing about them is, I guess a long, long time ago, he was living in Michigan, and she was living in Colorado, and he called her up and said, will you marry me? And she said, no. Because he did it over the phone, right? So now they've been together for years and years and years, and he won't ask her again because she turned him down.
That scarred him. He's like, nope, never ask her.
I was like, I'm with her. You don't do it over the phone.
Yeah, it's not romantic.
No, but I'm with him too. You stand your ground, man. You've been married for 35 years. You stand your ground.
God. But the funniest one, and I said, oh my God, I'm sitting next to Carson. So she, I was like, oh, are you? She asked me what I was doing on that day. And I said, I just came by to drop off a check for my roofer. And so I have to go home because I'm going to start decorating for Christmas. And she went, ugh, like that. And I go, what is that? And she's like, oh my God, I would never decorate for Christmas. And I go, well, what are you like? I mean, are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? Are you, you know, like you just don't celebrate?
Yeah.
And she's like, ugh, it just ruins everything. It ruins my motif. It ruins my interior design. Like, she's like, just the colors, red and green, are just ugly. No. I go, well, do white or silver.
No, listen, the worst part about decorating for Christmas, hands down, I think everyone can agree, is the glitter.
The glitter people
it's
hate.
Everywhere.
People hate glitter. That is true. But no, she says that because she has ADD, ADHD, she has everything you
like
have.
OCD.
Yeah. And so she likes all her like pillows, everything perfect. You know, she's one of those people. Everything has to be, he said, spotless. And so to her, Christmas is clutter.
Yeah.
Isn't I could
that
see that.
Sad?
I could see that.
I knew you would agree with that.
I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I love when the tree's up. I love at night when it's lit up, and I love decorating. But I will say, it's you got all this stuff everywhere, and then when you take it away, everything seems bare.
Right, but it's not cluttered. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, but it's got to be organized clutter.
Oh,
it's got to be organized
see,
clutter.
See, these people? There are people like him and Shannon all over the world that we don't know about.
You can have decorations. They just got to be done the right way.
Oh, see?
I think they have to. I'm with you about they have to be almost minimal.
Yeah.
Not over the top.
Yeah,
over the top starts to look a little
gaudy. Yeah. I'm all day long over the top. I love Christmas. Like, I put crap everywhere.
I don't want to feel like I'm in Santa's workshop.
No, I have salt and pepper shakers that are Santa and Mrs. Santa. I don't actually, but I wouldn't mind it. But the thing is, I did do this, and you'll find later when your daughter decorates, you will sneak down in the middle of the night and move the Mater ornaments that are all on the same stem. Because he put like 5 ornaments on the same branch. I'm like, oh my. But I let him do it because, you know, he's decorating.
Yeah.
You know, I correct him. But then at night when he went to bed, I'd like move him around.
Oh, and
like,
then.
What kid puts 5 ornaments on the same branch? Like, that's just dumb.
They'll do it again, and then I'll have to go back down there again and move them around.
The worst story that I ever heard, though, was this woman who was like Carson and Shannon. Sorry, I'm just throwing them under the bus over and over. But she made everybody wrap the, so like she had Christmas Eve at her house and her colors were silver and white. And so when you brought presents for other family members, they had to be wrapped in silver and white.
Oh my, that's a great idea.
I've seen that.
Yeah, well, everything's uniform under the tree. I love it.
I've seen that on various
nobody's going to tell me how to wrap my presents, right? Like if, because Kyla usually has our girls, you know, Christmas. She's not going to go, okay, you guys, everything needs to be red.
Okay.
I only want everything wrapped in red.
What if she buys you the wrapping paper and gives it
and gives
you?
It? She wouldn't do that. I mean, that is so, I don't know. It just doesn't feel very
it's
Christmas.
It's very controlling.
It is.
That's what it feels like.
And the thing about Christmas is it's kind of the madness, too, of the red and green and all this stuff.
And you've got packages under the tree that are wrapped just eloquently.
Right.
And then you've got others that are just Santa Claus.
Yeah, or saying ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, yeah, you've got that. Or Mickey Mouse at my house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, what if your wife should tell everybody they only can wrap a Mickey Mouse wrapping.
Yes.
No.
I was thinking of you the other day.
Why?
What point are you like just done with Mickey? I mean, when your checks are Mickey, I'm like, man.
Maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. 8, 9. Can't really put a finger on it.
I don't know what I would do if, like,
I will tell you.
If I was married to somebody and like they said, okay, listen, I have to have everything in Donald Duck. I'd be like, what? No, all our prints have to be Donald Duck. All our towels have to be Donald Duck. Our salt and pepper shakers are Donald. I'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's not that bad, but it's close. It's very close. By the way, she threw me for a loop yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the living room area. She's in the upstairs area. And she yells at me and says, hey, what are you doing Friday night?
Oh, hey.
And I'm thinking, uh-oh. Another,
immediately
another
off.
One of those school events I've got to go to, or you know, something like that. Maybe even this couples night at pottery or something, you know.
Couples pottery. Night at pottery.
Couples pottery
class.
Yeah, you know, here I am on that wheel.
You know.
And it threw me for a loop. She's like, what are you doing Friday night? And then she comes down to where I'm at. And I said, well, I'm trying to come up with something fast.
You're
you
like,
know?
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I got a bad back, you know, but I'm trying to come up. She goes, well, I thought we could watch the Tyson fight.
Whoa!
Yes!
Oh.
Who did I marry?
I love it.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I thought of you when I saw this story, Jamie. Did you see the football player that took his salary in 2020 as Bitcoin?
No.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. What is it, $80,000 now?
I know how much you've regretted not getting in the Bitcoin industry.
Yeah, I have.
And getting your share of the payout with Bitcoin, which now is what, 80?
I think it's like 80-something.
85.
It's almost 86.
He was an offensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers. His name was Russell Okung. And at the time, in 2020, he took half his salary in Bitcoin from the team. $6.5 million in Bitcoin he took. The other half, obviously, was paid in cash, but he took Bitcoin for the half. It's now worth $45 million.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Wow. That was a good. What a risky call, though.
Yeah, because you don't know. Right?
Yeah, you don't know, but what a brilliant move on his part.
My friend, I don't know how he's doing this or whatever. He's buying one piece of Bitcoin a dollar a day. I don't even know. I was like, well, how are you doing that? I don't even know. Yeah,
they started selling, you know, bits and pieces.
Yeah.
You can just get, you know, just a 1% or whatever it is.
God.
But it's just
Okay, think about this. The last time I told you, so my son told me to buy it at 1,000. I told him it was a Ponzi scheme. You know, because I know more than my kid. So he told me to buy it at $1,000 a coin. I did not. And I was like, that's crazy. And he's like, Mom, just take the gamble, you know, $10,000. Just buy 10 coins. No, Ponzi scheme.
10 coins.
10 coins.
$800,000 today.
I know.
$800,000.
Yeah, it's going to go higher, I think, but I don't know.
But it seemed risky at the time.
It still does.
Still does.
Because
what's backing it?
Now, if I get a coin, I have to come up with 85,000. Think about that. Now, if you try to buy a coin, you have to have $85,000.
I know.
That is insane.
It's like, what the hell? I have to take out a second mortgage to buy one coin. Man,
oh my God.
What's that all about? We'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Lots going on, man.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I know I should know this because this is my job, but I don't know it. Does anybody know when the voice is on?
Nope, I don't watch it.
I want to say it's Mondays.
Yeah.
I think it coincides with Monday Night Football.
I feel like it's Tuesdays.
Could be.
Schmidel has his hand up.
Schmidel!
Tuesdays at 8.
Tuesday at 8.
Okay, so that's today, right?
Yeah.
Is today Tuesday? Tuesday. So I guess on tonight's episode, this is what I'm hearing, is that Snoop Dogg and Sting cry.
About what?
Somebody moved him to tears, a singer.
No kidding.
Yeah, Snoop and Sting.
I may have to watch.
I know, right?
Yeah, if Snoop's crying.
They must be really good.
Sting, I don't know. I think he's kind of sensitive anyway. But that Snoop Dogg, to see him cry, whoa.
I'm always fascinated with Sting because I feel like he has amazing sex.
Sting?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Because he's into tantric sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Tantric.
They're also on Monday at 7, so it's Monday at 7 and Tuesday at 8.
Well, I wonder if he cried last night or if it was today.
Have. Yeah.
Will you find out?
I'll find
out. And then find the clip where they...
Yeah. I'm watching Monday Night Football last night. I thought I saw it on.
You did?
But it could have been a rerun. I have no idea.
Who knows? Well, I think it's their new season, so...
Okay.
Try to find that and the clip, and we'll play it. Okay. Kevin Costner. Spoiler alert. So don't yell at me. Kevin Costner had no idea how he dies in the new Yellowstone series. Here's him talking about this.
Oh, hang on a second.
Okay.
I got to find it again. I wasn't ready.
It's number one.
It's number one.
No, I found out about it this morning, actually.
Okay, so you didn't see it?
No, no, I
didn't. But did you know how they were going to deal with
it? No, I didn't. I didn't. That's their business. You know, I gave it five seasons, you know, a couple times talked. I didn't know I was going to even do it that long. There was a couple times where I talked about possible endings for myself.
I can't imagine that was one of them.
No, what I well, what I heard was, I heard what it was. But no, I had a, I had come up with two possible endings. Back when it wasn't going to go as long as it did go.
But you're not displeased. You're okay with how they dealt with your character.
No, I didn't see it. I heard it's a suicide. So that doesn't make me want to rush to go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to say this. All right, I'll carry the laboring oar. It's not what I would have hoped for Governor Dutton. Governor Dutton never struck me as a suicide kind of guy.
Well, they're pretty smart people. Maybe it's a red herring. Who knows? They're very good, and they'll figure that out.
Yeah, what we found out this morning has changed everything, though.
Because it's a setup for murder.
Yeah, this makes more sense now, because when I was reading that it was a suicide, I'm like, Kevin there is like, well, I don't get this. You know, but now it makes sense.
You know, he'll be fine, but I feel bad for Kevin Costner. He's had a hell of a year. I mean, first his wife takes off with his best friend and you know, stoops the hell out of that guy, right? So that's kind of a bummer. She takes a lot of money. That's a bummer. And then he tries to take this big series of these movies that he thought were going to be, you know, just big, huge hits, and they're flops. I mean, just horrible flops. And they're so bad, he's not even going to come out with the second series of them that are already in the can.
That's depressing.
And don't forget, he also had to sleep with Jewel.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a bad year.
Exactly. Did she ever get her gap fixed?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if she yodels in bed.
Yeah, probably.
I bet you she does.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, when she's having an orgasm, she's
I would guess.
I don't know.
That'd be annoying.
Only me. This is sad. Did you guys see that Liam Payne's Rolex watch is missing?
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, now they arrested three people, right?
I think so. Yeah, drug dealers or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, three people connected to his death.
They looked into their stuff, and they say that they don't have the watch. So, I don't know. Yeah, so they're going to go back and look in his room, which seems weird, and see if they missed it, like in a couch cushion or something.
You know, I feel like that with this particular story, that down in Argentina, they'll never get to the bottom of everything. Yeah. I just don't feel like that, you know, it's that... A country that actually goes that deep into the investigation.
I'm not even sure if it's... you know, it's like... I don't even want to say this. Anyway, I won't. Okay. I think it happens more often than we think, you know, like where somebody passes away and you're like, oh, there's a $56,000 watch on his arm. I think I'll take it. You know? I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Bizarre.
A friend of mine was a Denver police officer. Well, my girlfriend was my friend. She was married to this lunatic, and he took money off of a dead body.
Oh.
Yeah.
He got fired. Yeah.
And we don't know. I mean, Liam might have traded that watch for drugs.
No, they had pictures of him like an hour before he fell or jumped.
And he had the watch on?
Yeah, yeah.
So. Well, then they should be able to narrow that down.
Exactly.
It was only two or three people that found him.
Yep.
Before the authorities, unless the authorities took it. That's what I mean. Yeah, I feel like some of those countries are really crooked.
Somebody said, Jamie, I listened to your show with my kids. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Darn kids. Yeah.
Sorry about that. Oh, I'll remember that. Okay. And tomorrow will be a better day. Sorry. All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, Megan Fox is pregnant.
She is?
Yep. With
is that good?
MGK. Yep. With his baby, Machine Gun Kelly.
Really?
Yep. You know,
that's a good thing.
I guess. I mean, he's wanted a baby. He has a daughter. I think he ignored for quite a while. I saw in the documentary.
Yeah, and now they're really close now. But it was bad for
a
while.
It was kind of bad when he had a little one. But I don't know. I mean, he drives around in a Ferrari. I'm not sure a car seat's
like
going to go in that.
I feel like the kid's going to be born with tattoos.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
Yep, there he is.
Yep, so Megan Fox has announced officially that she is preggers. So good for them. Yay, go. People are taking up for Michael Strahan. If you don't know the story on the what was it, Sunday Night Football. They were all on the USS Kansas City, and they played the national anthem. Everybody had their hands on their hearts, except for Michael Strahan. He had his hands clasped. And everybody's freaking out, saying it was so, you know, disrespectful or whatever. But I, you know, we even had Powerball Pete is a veteran. And he's like, I only clasp my hands. I don't even put my hand on my heart.
Yeah.
I clasp my hands and pay attention. Mm-hmm.
And Fox said that they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
That he didn't intentionally do anything. Then they did a whole background check on him with his dad being military and all kinds of. Military popped up in his family everywhere.
He grew up on a base.
Yeah, he grew up. Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. But they found all kinds of connections to the military. There's no way you'd disrespect that.
Did you happen to find the voice?
I did.
Okay, here, it's from last night?
It's actually a sneak peek for tonight's episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. Here we go.
So am I inside, but you know, I'm British. We don't show our emotions. You sang that song with such sweet regret.
My dad was my hero.
Thank you. I felt it here.
What I want you to do when you sing it, control your emotions. Because that's the key to your vocalization, especially when you get to that high
note.
They're
bawling their eyes out.
Sometimes when you get too emotionally involved.
Snoop Dogg?
He's got tissues. He's just bawling. Oh. I wish I would have heard the song. I don't know what happened. But I mean,
I don't want to cry. It might make us cry.
It's weird Snoop Dogg bawling.
Yeah, I would never imagine Snoop Dogg bawling.
I mean, I agree with you guys. Like Sting, maybe, but Snoop Dogg is just bawling his eyes out. So that's for tonight.
No, that's tonight's episode.
Man,
I don't buy it. Snoop doesn't cry. Get out of here.
Right?
That's fake.
Holy crap! No, he's bawling.
They
bawling.
Put some Visine in his eyes.
Maybe. Yeah, that's Snoop has emotion. That's so sweet.
What could have somebody sang that makes Snoop Dogg cry?
I feel like it was a song. This kid sang a song to his father, and his father passed away.
Oh.
I feel like. Because he said something like, yeah, my dad meant a lot to me. So that's where I'm getting that.
Right.
He said it at
that
the beginning
make
of,
sense.
Of the clip. Yeah. Oh, God. I don't know if I want to watch it.
I wonder if Snoop loses a street cred from this.
Oh, somebody said, no, Schmidl. They cried last night.
This does say it was posted 18 hours ago. Yeah.
This is the best show ever. What are we? Accurate and something?
Dependable?
Yeah, and dependable.
And honest.
Yeah.
Accurate and honest.
I think we're more dependable on being inaccurate. We might want to change this.
All right, well, I missed it. They cried last night. There you go. Tell the trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ
and
Jamie, morning show. On the Odyssey app. Put it on your phone. The podcast will be up there later today. You know, for the past, I don't know, couple of weeks or so, you've been talking about the Zach Bryan and that Brianna Chicken Fry.
Yep.
And how they're split up and how ugly it's got. The NDA, she was offered millions and blah, blah, blah. The bosses got involved. Everybody hates Zach Bryan now. And I've been trying to stay out of it. I've been just kind of, I haven't picked a side, okay? Let's say that. Till now.
Uh-oh. What happened?
He's been accused of stealing the pet cat.
He took her cat?
He took her kitty.
No!
She has come out and said that Zach Bryan. Now, look, you're a country music artist. You're Zach Bryan. You're on the road all the time, you know, playing in honky-tonks or stadiums or wherever you're playing.
Her cat's name is Stump.
And he took Stump. So if you're a dude and you take Stump, the cat, you're doing it out of spite.
Wow.
There's no way you love that cat. I mean, with your macho image and everything,
well,
Mr. Bryan.
That actually is the headline that he took Stump out of spite.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even like cats, she said. He didn't even like cats at all.
He didn't even like cats.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I mean, it would be so obvious. Like if Lisa and I broke up and I took the cat.
Right?
I don't like cats.
And it says that his dog, Jack, hates cats. And so he didn't even want the cat. And so can someone steal the cat back for me?
Yeah. Yes. And if I'm Brianna, I'm thinking my cat's in danger.
I know,
yeah.
Right?
In danger with a guy that hates him.
And
with
that dog?
A dog that hates him.
Man.
Oh, poor Stumpy.
Stump. This whole breakup thing is ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It's out of hand.
It is.
Jamie, when I saw the cat story this morning, I'm like, okay, this is reaching different levels here.
Well,
this.
And the thing is, I feel like he just ghosted her because he didn't even care about her, right?
Yeah.
He just is done with her. So you would have to actually have some emotion to steal the cat.
And, you know, and he's playing this in, I think he's doing a great job with the way he's playing it, because you don't hear any reaction from him.
Well, yeah, you do. He has a song.
He does have a breakup song.
No, but
song.
I'm just
he
saying.
No, but he just released it, a breakup song.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, but you're not seeing him do interviews or anything like that to come back at her.
I mean, it's pretty big when you make a breakup song. Like, it's bigger than an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's definitely using it to his advantage.
I would expect him to be doing some type of interviews to defend himself, you know?
He's doing it.
But like, a song.
He's doing it like Taylor through a song.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. Well, now he has a cat.
Oh, well, good
so
for
if
him.
He's on tour and you hear a meow.
Stomp.
It's a stomp.
He should put it on the album. The cat.
And call the song Stump.
Yeah.
Here's my brand new single called Stump. Hope you enjoy it, folks.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. My wife said it again, Jamie.
What now?
Oh, it's the old Shyster Christmas is back.
Thanks.
There we go.
The Shyster
Christmas is back.
What does that mean?
Well, you make a deal. You know, I think a lot of guys out there can relate to this.
Yeah.
You make a deal with you and your wife that we're not going to do Christmas presents this year.
Oh, yeah, that
one.
Yeah.
It's back again. Like, I'm going to fall for it. Yeah, I've been around for 15 years with you, honey. I'm not falling for it, okay?
Yeah, but you guys do the weirdest
Christmas. I get nothing. You get something. I know how this works.
You guys do the weirdest Christmas every year. You guys put it both in your cart and then, like, surprise each other with carts.
I know. And I'm all for, because she wants to go on a spring break vacation down to Cancun. And I'm all for putting it toward that.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, I'm all for that. But that's never going to fly.
Well, no,
Christmas Day.
What you have to do is then you have to buy stuff for Cancun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to buy like all the stuff. Like, I got you an upgrade. We're flying first class. Like, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now
yeah.
we're thinking, right?
Or new luggage. You know, you have to buy all the stuff.
Like a vacation prize pack or something that you got put together.
I will tell you, we've scaled it back quite a bit, though, compared to years ago, you know, when you tried to impress somebody. That after you've been together for about 15 years, couples that have been together for 15 or 20 years, they get what I'm saying. You in the beginning, it was, oh man, you had to impress, but now it's not so much.
Yeah. I have some real regrets. Oh my God.
The money you spit on somebody, you mean?
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, it sounds...
Because every Christmas in the first four or five years, you feel like one has to outdo the other. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you just continue, especially the first three.
Well, here's the thing. So the guy I was dating was wealthy. So I thought he was going to step up his game, right?
Yeah.
So I bought him a Ducati, a motorcycle.
Nice.
Right.
And so I bought him a Ducati and
thinking you're going to get a Lamborghini.
Right.
I know exactly the play, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Instead, you get a brooch.
Didn't. Yeah.
With a blouse.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I was like,
that's
okay.
Why he's rich.
Because I'm like, no kidding.
Because he's cheap.
That's what my girlfriends were saying. Well, no wonder he has money. He doesn't spend it on anybody.
Right.
Like, I got him a stupid motorcycle because I thought I was going to get a little something.
Yeah, see, that's why with us, again, we've been together for over 15 years now. So that's why up front, you've got to set a limit, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you can't just go out there. Because I'm one like you, Jamie, that I will... spend, let's say, $1,000 on her.
Right.
And the return will be like...
$5.
$150.
Nice. Yeah, I remember that one year you went all out at REI.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, you bought so much stuff.
Tore it up.
Yeah, you did.
I own that store, man.
Yeah. And you were really into it, and you bought, like, a Mickey Mouse, like, gold necklace.
Ooh.
And stuff. Like, it was a good year for her.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was a good year. And now I've kind of, and that was years ago, I've kind of watched it just, like, kind of fall
dwindle.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah, it may fall off some more this year, too. I saw where REI's in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened there? Did something about the return policy?
Oh, I don't know about
they
that.
They blacklisted a bunch of people.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's what REI did. Now, look up the story, Spadil.
I just know that their sales are down.
Well, I guess people have been returning stuff, and they've blacklisted a bunch of people that are members. You buy a membership at REI, right? You have a membership that you can buy, and you get discounts and all this, and you get alerted when something is in stock that's on sale. You know, some of these membership benefits that you get. Well, they've gone through their benefits people, their membership people, and they found out who has returned items more than others, and they blacklisted them, that these people cannot return any products any longer.
Wow. Let's see here. It says, wait, it's less than 0.02% of the 24 million plus who demonstrated clear abuse of its policy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say people have been abusing their return policy, and they've flagged them. But some of the people, I saw an interview with one of the ladies, and she said, what I do is I go in there and I'll buy like a pair of boots, but I'll buy three because I don't know which one is the best for the hiking,
sizes,
the outdoor, or, yep, whatever. And then I'll take back the others. And she's done that on a regular basis. She got flagged.
Well, and don't they say that Nordstrom, that if you have anything with a tag on it, you can return it?
Yes.
No matter what?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they say. But I'm telling you, I have clothes in my closet from like 15 years ago from Nordstrom that have tags on it. I'm too afraid. And they look stupid.
Oh, that'd be a good experiment. Take those in there and see if they take them back.
They have stuff with shoulder pads in them.
Yeah. Relics.
There are certain stores, I guess, that have a great policy. But then there are others that you can't really.
I know, but I mean, literally, BJ, these are from 15 years ago. They're Nordstrom.
I don't think they'd take it back.
I don't either. I mean, they say
we should put Spadil to the test.
Let's see if he'll
load him up with some.
Okay, I'll bring some
of those clothes. And then Spadil, you try to take them in and see if we can get our money back.
That'll be awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
But what if they give it back to you? Like will they give you the original price or it was on the dollar rack?
Yeah.
You know,
or maybe even just like store credit or something.
I feel like it's whatever's on the tag is what they got to give you back.
You think so?
Yeah.
Man.
I could see you walking in there with a bunch of women's clothes.
Shoulder pads?
You'd look like such a creep.
With shoulder pads, right?
Yeah. You got to tell them, too. When you go back, you say, I bought these to wear. At one point, I wanted to identify as a woman. But I've changed my mind. And I'd like to return these. And then you got to record it, of course.
Yeah, right?
I think it'd be great. That's good
radio.
Get
some camera glasses or something.
Record the audio. Take Jamie's clothes back. Yeah, and tell them at one point you wanted to be a woman.
And just have a little smudge of lipstick on the corner of your lip.
Yeah. Put on some makeup when you go in. And wear a wig.
A little concealer.
This will be funny, man. It's going to be really funny.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free and get the podcast there later today. John from the Colorado Candy Company is in the studio with us. Bringing down a load of candy for the holidays, man. Hey, welcome to the studio, man. It took you, what, an hour and 45 minutes to get here?
Yeah, it was a little intense getting down here, but always worth it to see you guys.
Sorry about that.
You've got a big old box of candy. I heard Jamie talking with you off the air, and you were talking about how your company started. That's pretty fascinating.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a passion to love for sure. It's amazing to have like your dream job.
Well, I know, but I mean, I didn't even know that like all your equipment, like when the crimper, the old fashioned candy crimper, you know, that does the ribbon candy, is from the 1800s. How do you get parts for that?
Yeah.
Crazy. We actually just had it break a couple of weeks ago. And thankfully, I had found a second one a few years back on eBay and bought it just for that occasion. There is no going back. These are all brass pieces and that were made a long time ago.
I found it fascinating that you even say that. For all your life, all you've ever wanted to do is make candy.
That just
seems... It's like, to me, it's like, that is so...
It's such a weird dream.
It's rare.
Oh, I said weird.
Well, not weird. But it's just so... It's so... I don't know.
I just want to make candy.
I guess that all I ever wanted to do was make candy, man.
Yeah, it really just is my dream job. It's pretty awesome. And we've had the opportunity to have my father-in-law and my son working there as well. So there's three generations of us making candy. And
did your parents not let you have candy? Is that why you always There's got to be some deep-rooted
reason.
There's
got to be.
You know, for me, I think it's I'm not very artistic at drawing, singing, anything like that. But candy, I can make something really beautiful that people look at and are like, wow, that is gorgeous. And it tastes amazing.
Well, but Jamie's on to something. Have you seen a psychiatrist or anything? I mean, if you lie on a couch and talk about this with anybody, I've ever wanted to do is make candy.
My bourbon pecan bacon brittle came to me in a dream. So that's that's how I live. I dream, I think, I live candy.
That's a lot. It's like Willy Wonka sitting right here.
Willy Wonka. John Wonka.
Yeah, John Wonka. I bet that's been called before, right? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, but we have a question, and he won't indulge us in this. But there are these little footballs, right? They're these sweet. They're sour. I mean, not sweet. Sour, right?
Super sour.
And they're specially made. Will you tell the story?
It's your story. They're specially made for one of your Denver Broncos players. One of our favorite Denver Broncos players. He's a candy nut. He's got a candy room in his house. And he reached out to us and wanted to do a collaboration. And after a couple iterations, we came up with that blast your face off sour candy. And so we're going to release it here in the next 2 weeks. You'll find out who it is.
But he won't tell us who it is. No. He did a collaboration with a football player.
Yeah.
And these are little footballs, and they're super, like, so sour. They're crazy. They made my head hurt. But
now, here's the way I look at it, too. Okay. If it's a football player on the team, and it's got to be sour candy, that means it's a football player that's sour.
Oh, okay? They're not very happy.
So who on the football team is not very happy? I got a feeling that's who it's going to be that this candy is for. That's my guess.
All right, anybody have guesses on collabs?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Zach Wilson. He was traded here from the Jets, and he can't even get on the field.
Whoa.
Because of Bo Nix. So it's Zach Wilson sour candy
is
the way I
guess.
See it.
Yeah, that is a good guess. That actually should be. Wow, BJ, that's brilliant.
I'm just saying.
You know what? We can't beat that one.
King of common sense is me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was a good guess.
Thanks, man, for coming down.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. We appreciate it. We love listening to you guys at the candy shop every morning.
Thank you. We eat this candy all year long.
We do. Oh, my God.
We keep it in our office. We
literally have crumbs from last year.
We do.
And BJ picks up the tray and puts his tongue in it.
Yeah. Oh, now you got a fresh restock.
Thank you so much. Again, it's the Colorado Candy Company. And I'm assuming you have a website.
Yeah, coloradocandycompany.com. You can even get our ribbon candy on there this year.
Nice. It's the Bronco colors, too.
We have Bronco colors. We have our traditional pack. Yep.
That sour stuff is no joke.
What the heck put in there?
I mean, jeepers.
Mostly acid, a little bit of sugar.
Mostly acid.
Acid?
Yeah, all right.
Like citric acid.
Oh, okay.
That's how you make it. That's how you make it tart.
Dude, I'm tripping.
Not that acid.
John, thank you so much.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
The Colorado Candy Company. Oh, make your order for the holiday seasons. They're really good at what they do. And it's a passion, as you can tell. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie.
I think I have a sugar high.
Dude, I finally had to tell BJ. I'm like, can we talk? My God, you're playing all this music because you're eating all this freaking candy.
I'm sorry. I got a sugar high.
I mean, he's like literally eating every single piece of candy that the Colorado Candy Company buys. And you guys should blame John for all that music because BJ was eating all the candy. And so we were like just standing here like, can we talk or something?
By the way, we're going to play another song now.
Oh, my God.
It's called Too Sweet.
You right? Yeah.
Too Sweet.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. You do have an addiction situation, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
you go all in.
Yeah, he does. That's interesting.
I think some people just have that where you can't do something halfway.
Yeah.
You know, once you start, I'm like that with everything, though. Ho-hos.
Yeah.
You know, donuts, whatever
the
it
hose?
Is.
What?
Ho-hos.
Oh, ho-hos.
Yeah,
ho-hos. I thought you meant on Colfax. You just can't stop yourself.
No, but a good back rub. I don't mind that either.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. But
oh,
yeah,
God.
I'm the type that I have to go all in. Yeah. I'll give you an example. So last night, I'm getting myself a glass of chocolate milk.
Okay.
Okay? And so I stand there. I pour my milk. I drink the whole thing. Okay, in one gulp. Just
what?
Gone. All right. Chocolate milk.
Yeah.
So I pour myself another one. I stood there and drank a half a gallon of chocolate milk before going to bed last night. Half. Yeah. I couldn't stop. It tasted so good going down, man.
Oh, man.
I'm like, got to get more. Wow. I got to beat Frog to it because he'll beat me to it and drink all the milk.
Yeah.
It is a competition at my house.
Is it for milk? Okay.
Well, it's a competition for about anything that's sweet.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there's candy in the house, man, oh, man. Are we vultures or what at my place?
I just watched it, and it was kind of unbelievable.
It's something else.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that you're just eating it and crunching it. I don't even think you tasted it.
No.
Yeah.
Inhaled.
No, and the good news is I'm only about a third of the way through here. Right. I got a lot more to go.
Plenty
more. Crazy, oh, man. It's going to be nice.
Anyway, so again, thanks to Colorado Candy Company, but man, that was a lot watching that.
So you're not going to watch the Mike Tyson fight?
No.
What? Oh, come on.
I have plans. You have plans?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you've got plans, then it makes sense. Yeah. But I thought you were just not going to watch it because you don't want to watch it.
Well, I and that too. But I mean, first of all, I have plans. But secondly, it's not something on my radar.
Well, I thought it would be. I think a lot of people that aren't into boxing.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be a draw for sure. It's not like I don't, but that's just me. I think it's going to be a huge draw. But just
so I heard a guy yesterday doing a podcast, and he was talking about this fight that's coming up. By the way, it's Friday night. If you're making plans, they will get into the ring around 9 o'clock our time.
Gotcha.
That's the word. I think it starts like.
Oh my
like
God, now you're a burp fest.
I think it starts around. Jamie, you said talk. So I turned on the microphone to talk. Would I rather eat candy? Yeah. Yeah, I would. I think the fights. We start about 5 o'clock our time. Right?
Oh, there's a bunch before it.
They're like 4 hours
they got
of
like
preliminaries.
Prelims.
Gotcha. Yeah, the main card starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. So 6 o'clock here.
No. Mike Tyson and what's his name?
Yeah.
Are going to go in the ring at 9 o'clock our time, according to the reports. I just read.
I'm just saying that the main card.
Right. Okay.
Like that's all the big fights before.
Yeah. There's other people that are fighting. So they're saying 9 o'clock anyway. But I think a lot of people are going to be watching this, even our boxing fans. But I'm watching this or listening to this podcast yesterday. They swear up and down that it's rigged.
That's what I said yesterday. Yeah.
I think you might be onto something.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a real fight. I don't think it is.
But that was my concern. So here's my thought, and I'll say it again because I said it yesterday. But my thought is they have a plan, right? But something's going to like malfunction with Mike. Something's going to malfunction with him, and he's going to forget, and he's going to go into his rager because he is a rager, and he's going to accidentally just knock the tar out of
him. He's
going to
snap because Jake's going to hit him with that first punch, and he's like, oh, no.
And he's going to forget that he's not supposed to do that.
You're supposed
Plus, he's going to be stoned out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it's not scripted, but I got a feeling it's going to be. And if it is scripted, according to the podcast I heard, this guy, he's some kind of expert on this.
I'm seeing it says the Texas Department of Licensing and Regulation, which regulates combat sports in Texas, has sanctioned this fight as a pro bout, not an exhibition.
What does that mean?
That means it's an official fight.
It counts
towards, but that doesn't it mean it can't, the record.
That doesn't mean it can't be rigged.
True.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I mean, you can have it rigged. It doesn't matter.
I mean, Tyson
But here's the thing. He's saying that it's rigged and that Jake Paul will win because it's rigged. That Jake Paul has to win to move on because Mike Tyson, this is it for him.
Yeah,
it's over, okay? So there's no reason for him to win. It kills Jake Paul moving forward, money-wise, for him to not win.
Right, and if it is sanctioned like that, then he needs it on his record.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Just so it's all set up to move Jake Paul forward in his fights and make more money for cable, whomever that is involved here, and not so much for Mike Tyson. It's a big payday.
Now, here's when you know if it's real or not. Can you take bets on it? Can you make bets on it?
I don't know. I've not looked into it, so I really don't know the answer to that.
Because if you can make bets on it, then I'm feeling like maybe it's real.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But if you can't, then that is suspect.
No, you're right. Usually the betting market will tell you that if something's on the up and up or not.
Right. So it's
on DraftKings. Let me take a look here.
I am seeing some odds. It says that Paul is at -215, which
I know, but I didn't ask that. I'm asking, can you bet on it?
Can you actually bet? And
stuff. Right. I mean,
I am not seeing it.
See, that's where I'm saying it becomes a little fishy. And I'm not talking about some overseas betting site. I'm talking about like DraftKings, something legit.
Yeah, like legit.
Yeah.
I am on FanDuel.
Okay.
And FanDuel does not... It looks like, let's see, there's UFC,
No.
Yeah, because I agree. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
You can,
not
you can,
here.
You can bet on everything. Nope. UFC and all that stuff.
Right. Nope, it's not here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jamie figured it out. Back to my candy.
Oh, God.
Stuff's too sweet.
Oh, Lord.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Everybody is talking about Yellowstone. Huge, huge, huge. Was that me? What was that? Anyway, everybody's talking about Yellowstone. Huge situation. I guess Carson, he turned it off because he's real, real mad, and he didn't understand that actually it was a murder.
Man, we had that all wrong this morning.
Yeah,
we
did.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't watch it. Jamie doesn't watch it.
And I watched a little bit of it. I did watch a little bit of it at the very.
But
beginning.
I mean, you haven't watched the entire series,
so you're not
vested in it like that. Okay, so when I first saw that he had died of suicide, and I thought that is bizarre, but I didn't think that much about it. Then people were outraged or whatever. Then we talk about it this morning. It turns out it's just a plot.
I just can't believe from what I was seeing how it says that American women are in love with Rip and everything he represents as Beth's. Are they married or are they just dating? They're a really bad commentary on this.
I think they're married. Why can't I remember that? I don't know. I think they're married.
Do you watch?
He tells sure
is that all a lie?
No, I watch.
Are you pretending to be cool?
I love it.
All right, so it says, yes, they are married. So I guess all these women, all you women in America are in love with Rip and everything he represents as a husband. Apparently, she is just bat poop crazy. And even when she gets nutty, nutty cuckoo, he just either calms her down or he looks at her and says, I'm not in the mood for this.
Yeah, he's a lot like me. What?
I could see you getting on a tiny pony and going in a circle.
Why was that so funny?
You know, at the fair where they put the little ponies and they make them go in a circle.
Pony carousel?
Yeah.
You know what? That's not funny because I used to have a pony.
I know you did. I know you did.
But I love that pony.
Yeah, I know, but your dad gave it away.
Yeah, he sold it. Yeah. $20.
Oh.
$20.
What was that pony's name?
Lady.
Oh.
Lady.
Bye-bye.
She was a sweetheart.
Really?
Yeah. I used to brush Lady.
Oh.
Rub her snouts together.
You had a snout?
Well, I mean, with her snout, you know.
Anyway, going back to Rip. He is loved by everybody. Again, he shuts her down when she's crazy, or he just says, I'm not dealing with this right now, and walks away. And everybody loves him because he's this big, beefy man that can, like, ride horses and do stuff, outdoor stuff, just like BJ Harris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's me. I can't even watch the show because it reminds me so much of me.
You know, when I think BJ Harris, I think rugged.
Yeah, rugged.
Ooh. A manly man.
Yeah. I put on those chaps.
Yeah.
My boots.
Sit in your recliner.
Mm-hmm.
With a bad back and a heating pad. So hot.
Soaking my feet. Long day in the boots. I got to soak the feet.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so yeah, we'll see how this goes. But, you know, it's a bummer that Costner's not in it. You know?
It really is.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing to see what the results of that is down the road, you know? If they're going to get the viewership that they had with him. I think he's a big part of the puzzle, isn't he?
He's the main character.
I mean, he's it.
The governor. Whatever. How about a spoiler alert, for the love of God? Okay. See, listen, I did not talk about it on Monday on purpose because I gave you all time to watch the damn thing. And then I know that everybody's like, oh, my God, you didn't even talk about it. I didn't talk about it because I wanted to give everybody time. Now, today is Tuesday. That's on you.
Yeah, you're late to the party, and it's all over social media everywhere.
I see it like a Bronco game. What if we came in here on Monday, yesterday, and said, well, we don't know if he made that field goal or not.
Oh, yeah.
We can't bring it up because it's a spoiler alert for those of you that have recorded the game. I can't give you the score. He can't do that.
You're right.
You had your chance to watch.
It's the only sound effect I get in the studio.
We cannot hold back. Our job is to inform. Boom.
Yep, that's true.
Now back off.
Bitches. No, I don't know if it was girl or boy. All right, here's the thing. I guess Jessica Simpson is telling us that she's single. but we don't know if it's true or not. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. Jessica Simpson wrote about her road to releasing new music again. She said something like, it's an apology to myself for, quote, listen to this, for putting up with everything I did not deserve. Whoa. Man,
that sounds like a new thing to do, though. You get married, then right when you get the divorce, you unload an album.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm getting a divorce. By the way, I got new music.
True. That's very true. I talked to my ex-husband. I like actually talked to him for the first time in a long time yesterday. Isn't that crazy?
He have a song coming out or something?
No, it was just weird. Like, we talked. Like, I hadn't heard his voice in years. We actually like, talked on the phone. We text a lot.
What'd you do that for?
Because I was at PXG at the golf store and I needed some advice.
Input?
Yeah, because he's a scratch golfer. So I need it. By the way, shout out to Brooke at PXG.
Woo, Brooke.
Go, Brooke. I'm so excited.
Woo.
BJ, what was that?
I don't know.
You have PXGs. Anyway, yeah, so when, I don't know if she's, fans noticed she did not have on her wedding ring when she did that. So that's a red flag, right?
I think so, yeah.
Or is this just for attention for a new album?
Who's she married to anyway?
His name is Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson.
But she's been married
to him. Was he a football player?
Sounds like one, doesn't it? Eric Johnson.
Was he Spadil?
I'm Eric Johnson.
I don't know.
I was a Bill.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know nothing, and whatever.
Yeah, he was a tight end for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, that would have been great if I guessed the right team.
There you go.
Tight end.
49ers.
Funny name, tight end.
Funnier than 49ers.
It really is. It's like rump roast.
Mm-hmm.
Spadil, all you have to say is something about a butt and he laughs.
Yeah. I love it. On cue.
Yeah, on cue, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we were going to do that thing, that challenge.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Okay. Oh, all right. It's something about you, Spadil.
Okay. I'm a little nervous.
Get ready.
No, it could make you money.
Okay.
It's all on the upside for you.
Yeah, it's all good. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
I'll explain it.
Yeah. Anyway, Megan Fox is preggers. That is going to be interesting with MGK's baby. So isn't she like 50 now or something?
I think so.
I feel like she's,
Megan Fox?
Yeah, I feel like she's old. Too old to have a baby.
I think she's...
She's right on that edge. She's right on that edge.
What's considered the edge? 40?
38.
38?
Yeah. She'll have to get an amnio. That's the weirdest thing when you get an amnio. So they pull fluid out of the out of your stomach, right? And they basically like let you know if your kid is going to be okay or not. It's weird.
This says if you're over 35, they consider it a geriatric pregnancy.
Yeah.
35?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Hmm. And they let you know if it's... I mean, what a phone call to wait for.
Oh, my gosh. Terrifying.
You have to wait for this phone call to let you know if your kid is normal, quote unquote, or not. It's weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would rather not have this like situation, right? Anyway. Should have had sex younger. All right, there you go, Tableau Trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here it is. It is a Tuesday.
BJ and Jamie. Thank you for being a friend. Travel down and look back again.
I was just thinking about my career.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I'm about to do a living assistance lunch.
And if you threw a party,
I'm eating hard candy. My back hurts.
You would see the thinking about my career and how I used to work with Ryan Seacrest. I was in a movie called Rockstar.
Hang on.
Been on a few soap operas, a few TV shows, and now I'm listening to freaking BJ read a freaking old people's lunch.
Thank you for the intro.
Here we go. Somebody put me out to pasture.
Here we go. Today's assisted living lunch. As you know, this feature started with lockup lunch last week when we got that letter from, I think his name was Nolan. I don't know. He's in there doing 25 for a hard time. But he's in the pokey. He sent us lunch for the lockups. So
and that
we decided.
Been the last of it. Yep.
Huh?
That week should have been the last of
no,
it.
No, we voted on it.
I didn't.
You weren't here that day, I guess. Overwhelmingly.
Really?
Move on to assisted living lunch. All right, here we go. There's something very ironic about today's menu. Get this. the old people over at the home, over at the living assistance place, they are having the same lunch that I'm having for dinner today. Is that crazy? Oh.
Soft foods for old people.
Ham and bean soup, Jamie.
Wow.
I bought a ham bone yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You were oh, my God.
I was telling Carson. Dude. Was I not? Yeah. I was telling
$9.
Carson.
$9. It was $9.
It even comes with a glaze.
Seven.
Yeah, it comes with honey on the side.
Hang on a second. Spadell.
Yeah.
7.5 pounds of ham.
That's a good deal, man.
For $9,
ham's
man.
Ham's real high in protein.
It is. It's a good deal. It is
over
actually
Target,
a good deal.
Over yeah. Target.
It comes with a sauce packet.
honey packet.
Honey packet. Yeah.
Comes with a honey packet, mm-hmm. and it's bone in.
Yeah.
So that means I've got a bone for beans.
I'm going to have to run over and get one of those myself.
Hey, attaboy. Yeah. Attaboy.
You two just do the show.
The old folks for lunch today are having ham and bean soup. Same thing Beej is having at his house tonight.
Wow.
Yep. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. What
side
a coincidence.
Salad. Sweet and sour chicken, noodles and egg rolls. That's lunch. Oh, ooh. And banana pudding for lunch today.
I like that banana pudding.
I love that banana pudding. Woo, man, that stuff's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now then, for dinner, ham and bean soup is back again.
Wow.
Well, they
isn't
like to
like
use it.
Isn't it like $5,000 a month to stay at one of those places?
Yes.
My mom was $7,500.
Wow.
And they're resourcing their ham and beans?
Well, not everybody likes ham and bean soup at lunch. They might want it as a nightcap.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, if you're paying $7,500 a month, I better have sirloin.
Like, four course meals.
Well, yeah. it gets better down in as the week goes along.
Wait a
Monday and Tuesdays are a little lame. Okay?
Wait, hold on. Am I caring about this? Whoa.
See how I have hooked you into this?
Yeah. All right. That's great.
Yeah, assisted living lunch. It's a hit, folks. Yeah. All right. Dinner. Back to dinner. Ham and bean soup. Side salad, lemon butter shrimp over pasta with steamed vegetables.
Wait,
lemon butter shrimp.
Lemon and shrimp?
Obviously, you don't live.
Ew.
This is like something you could find down at the Castle Pines Country Club or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Top-notch stuff here with pasta and steamed vegetables.
And banana pudding.
That's some good stuff there. And they'll throw in a chocolate chip cookie for you.
Nice.
How about that? There you go. That's Tuesday on the menu.
Thank you for being a friend.
Thank you.
I was in a travel movie down.
Did I mention... I'm having ham and bean soup at my house. That's crazy. We'll be right back.
And if you threw a party, invited
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I just saw this online. Shaboozy.
Yeah.
You know that song he does?
I do.
Record breaker.
Really?
Number one on the Billboard chart. Number one song for the longest running period for any solo artist ever in history.
Really? I did not see that happening.
That is kind of crazy.
A guy named Shaboozy.
With a song called Tipsy.
Hey, Spadell, can you schedule that next? I mean, after all, we need to celebrate, right?
That's crazy. I did not see that happening
at all. Is that wild?
I have a fun fact. What state do you think the most people move from?
Yeah, I saw the answer.
Oh, you did? Well, you can't play. You saw the answer. Ask Spadell.
Spadell!
I didn't see the answer, but I'm going to guess it's Colorado.
No, moved here.
Yeah, moved to
here.
Colorado.
I thought you meant moved out from.
No.
That doesn't even. Texas?
Good answer. That's it. More people moved here from Texas last year than any other state.
Yeah.
That surprises me.
Second
a lot.
Year in a row.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Which is crazy because I see on like TikTok and all these things, all these people touring these Texas mansions, and they paid like $300,000 for
them. It's crazy.
And they're huge.
My buddy lives in Houston. We pulled up to his house. We went to his wedding, and I was like, what? Like, this must be a $1 million house.
Right.
He was like, no, like $290,000. I was like, I paid double what you paid, and your house looks 10 times better than mine.
You get way more house in Texas.
It's crazy.
He doesn't have the Broncos.
Well, nobody has all those
they
other
got the,
teams.
Yeah.
They have, Texas has a million teams.
I was just trying to think of the benefit of here. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that is
it is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Now, I think before Texas became the state, everybody moving. I don't get that, though. Why would you move from Texas to come to Colorado?
Because the cost of living here is so much higher.
I know.
Then, and the politics don't really match up either, so it just doesn't make sense
it
to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
Yeah. It makes more sense like that Californians move here because they're
and that used to be kind of that used to be the leading state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean it for it to be a whole discussion. I just wanted to throw it out there.
It doesn't add up, though.
It doesn't.
Well, your shaboozy doesn't add up. Your shaboozy doesn't add up at all. Nope.
Shaboozy's a smash. Are you kidding me? A guy named Shaboozy with a tipsy song, and you're the number one solo act ever in the history of the Billboard?
No, but I feel sorry for him.
Why?
One hit wonder.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I didn't even expect this to be a hit.
I'm sorry, did you say, well, hell?
But you can bet you we will never hear from Shaboozy again.
I know.
Ever again.
I know. It's sad.
But he set a record on this one. Number one.
BJ and Jamie.
That's the emotional part.
What's that?
These beautiful things that I've got. And he's going to be performing, too. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So I thought maybe... What?
Now that... Alice in Winterland.
Who? Benson Boone?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to rock. So I thought what we'll do, Jamie, is bring up the idea tomorrow instead of today.
All right, gotcha.
And I got a feeling that this is going to do so much for mine and your image.
Oh,
this
good.
This is solid.
This is solid.
Because I don't think we've been coming off as good people lately.
No, we have not. That is a true story. You are not wrong.
So I think...
I mean, mostly you, but...
And Shpadil, you're going to like it, too. It's a win-win. It's a win for you, win for us, win for everybody.
All right. I'm excited to hear it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Well,
don't forget.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah. All right. Oh, my God.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. Let's see here. Anything on our plate?
Oh,
I don't think so. I got a lot of candy here I ate.
Yeah, again, thanks to Colorado Candy Company. You can go to coloradocandycompany.com and order all kinds of, I mean, this is like the old-fashioned good stuff.
Yeah, do it for the holidays, man.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this is perfect candy for the holidays.
So great.
All right, thank you, John. We will see you back here tomorrow. You guys have a great day. Enjoy, and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.